Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altschuler, the social-emotional learning counselor for the middle school, and I am here with our vice principal, Tammy Cuckoo, and we have missed you.
We have missed you. There's been a lot that's gone on. We did a trial run starting school on January 7th.
We did.
And then promptly, that was no longer part of the plan.
Yes. So we have pivoted in many different ways, but we are seeking to bring back some sense of normalcy and routine, and getting back with the podcast feels right. We're excited to be with you. We have a series that we're going to open up the 2025 year with around what it looks like to start well in many different areas. And we're going to jump into that. But before we do, we really felt that it was important to acknowledge the incredibly difficult time our community and the greater LA area has been walking through the past week, 2 weeks by the time this episode comes out, with the fires that have moved through Los Angeles. So Tammy and I just wanted to start by sharing a little bit about how we are supporting our students and families here at Oaks Christian, what we have already done, and how we can support you in supporting your kids through this time.
Yeah, Oaks Christian is no stranger to tragic events. Mm-hmm. There have been a number of tragic events that this community has experienced. And what I can say is this community comes together well. We come together well, and we acknowledge that we need each other during these times. And this week, we gathered our students together to acknowledge that some of our students have lost homes. Some of our students are not in their own homes. Mm-hmm. Some of our students needed uniforms just to feel a part of our community, to come back. And this community met those needs in great number. Mm-hmm. And just yesterday, which will probably be a week ago when you hear this, mm-hmm. Our spiritual life director, Jeremy Haynes, sent out an email, all school, and there's ways for you to continuously help fire victims that are a part of our Oaks Christian community, mm-hmm. By giving to the One Oaks Fund, just checking the fire relief there. If you have property that you're willing to allow people to stay in for short-term rentals, that's great. Our community has done a great job of pulling together. And we're just trying to get back into a sense of routine and consistency. This week, we had some puppies on campus, which is always a joy.
A huge hit. The students
lots of smiles.
Wanted to take them home.
Yeah, so those are some of the things that we've been doing. One thing that we did this week that we're going to start doing way more on our campus, because we don't need to just cry out to our God when we're facing calamity. We should do that in all times. But mm-hmm. when we are facing calamity, that He is a strength in that space. And we met together as an entire school, grades 4 to 8, and just spent time with our students praying for us all and some of our teachers. So that was a really good time. And I'm glad that we took that time out to just acknowledge and be present for each other.
Yeah, it is one of those moments where I think we can all agree that we're just really thankful to work at Oaks Christian and be among so many incredible believers lifting each other up and caring for all of our community. The other thing I wanted to touch on quickly is maybe how to talk to your student about the crisis going on. There's so many different ways that we all manage and move through crisis and traumatic events. But I just really want to leave you with this idea that Dr. Becky, who's a child psychologist, shared, that says information doesn't scare kids as much as the lack of information. So as you're navigating this time with your child, we just really recommend that you honestly share what's going on in our community, that you consider how to keep it developmentally appropriate depending on the age of your child. But don't stray away from honesty and directness because you think you're protecting them. They are picking up on the energy and the stress all around them, be it something directly happening in your family or maybe in the life of a friend. So if they have questions, answer their questions, but most of all, follow their lead. If they're feeling joyful, we want them to experience joy. I know when we came back to school, we were prepared for whatever emotions may show up. And I think we can all agree that joy was one of the main things that we felt from our students. They were just happy to be together. They were happy to snuggle with the puppies. And so we want to follow their lead. And if they're grieving, if they're asking questions, we want to follow that as well. So maybe in their moment of concern, you can recommend different ways that you as a family could jump in and serve and be a part of doing good for our community. Bring them into that process. Maybe that looks like donating toys. Maybe that looks like stopping by and offering to help feed people in the community that need it. But we're all in this together, and those are just a few different tips that you can follow as well. As the social emotional department here at school is going to be sending out an email around other forms of support. If you are looking for emotional support during this time, keep an eye out for that.
Thanks, Gaia. Well, now we are a school.
We have started
the 2025 year, which is our second semester. So we thought it'd be fitting to have Kim Newman, our learning specialist, on the pod again and ask her a couple questions about how to start the school year well. So how can a parent encourage their student to start the semester well this year?
Yeah, there's three ways I want to talk about how we as parents can help our students. Mm-hmm. The first is create an environment for success. One of the most impactful ways we can support our children is by cultivating an environment that meets their unique learning needs. So start by sitting down with your child and taking an assessment of your current situation. Talk about what aspects of their routine are working really well and helping them thrive. Mm-hmm. And then talk about those areas that need some improvement. For instance, are their extracurricular activities manageable? Is their study space free from distractions and conducive to focused work? Do they have an afternoon routine that allows enough time for them to complete homework and also get some downtime from the school day? As parents, we can really help by providing the structure and resources they need, which help them to succeed academically and personally. And, you know, I want to be sensitive to the fact that a large part of our community just doesn't have the luxury of maintaining routine right now. And the best thing that we can do in times like this is acknowledge our situation for what it is, and then teach our kids how to navigate the challenges when our world is uprooted. So as much as you can, try to capitalize on routine that's already in place, such as school, sports teams, extracurricular activities, and then you know, this might be a time where you have to decrease the expectations around academics.
Yep.
And create a routine around building mental and emotional health. Yes. Because without that foundation, all other realms are just going to start to crumble. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to the second way we can best support our kids, and that is recruit help. This is in this stage of development, our kids are seeking greater independence, which often means that they're less receptive to us as parents. So, you know, this is completely normal, and we want to encourage this process of becoming more autonomous, but it doesn't mean that they should navigate this alone. So they actually do need our support, but in a more indirect way. So this is where we rely on the village to keep our kids moving in the right path, because typically advice from a coach, a teacher, or other mentor resonates better than, you know, the same words coming from a parent. So the key is to surround them with a network of people who encourage their process or their progress and development. And then finally, offer encouragement. Recognize and affirm your child's efforts and character traits rather than only praising outcomes such as grades. Mm-hmm. So, for example, rather than praising them for getting an A on a test or an assignment, recognize the skills it took to earn that grade by praising their work ethic, or recognize the creativity or insightfulness they demonstrated to illustrate a point. And also make sure we're affirming them outside of academics, because when we acknowledge qualities such as kindness and perseverance and integrity, it helps our kids develop a well-rounded sense of self-worth. And that reinforces that idea that their value isn't tied to achievements alone. So the three things: create an environment for success, recruit help, and offer encouragement.
Those are great tips. And we know now that we have some students who listen to this podcast. So what's just one tip you'd give a student about starting this mm-hmm. academic year off well?
Yeah. Establishing a clear and consistent routine early on is really key to success. Mm-hmm. In a previous podcast, we discussed the benefits of having a routine and that it reduces stress, it improves our focus, it enhances cognitive functioning and time management and all these other skills that are really important for thriving in your environment. So establish routines such as a morning routine, a homework routine, and an evening routine. And that's one way they can really set the foundation for success.
All right. And the last question that we have for you is, where can students go to access academic support? That's really important, probably for parents to hear, because we tell our students, but
yeah,
you know.
So we have a lot of great resources at Oaks for students and parents. Number one are teachers. They are the richest source of help because they have a personal knowledge of our children, including their strengths and areas of struggle. And they can offer a very direct route of what our kids need to do to get to where they need to be. So talk to teachers. Send your kids to seek additional help and clarification from teachers. And that's huge. Number two, our Learning Center. We have wonderful and qualified tutors who know Oaks Christian's curriculum and standards, and they're such a valuable source of support. They have a lot of different packages, including tandem tutoring, on-site and remote learning, executive functioning training. They have academic seminar during the day as an elective. So those are always there's a lot of different options that families can pick from. And there's also some no cost options through drop-in tutoring, which is available during late starts at 8 a.m. in the sixth grade pod and also during PRT. And then if you have concerns about your student, you can always reach out to me and we can discuss the best supports and interventions to address any areas of concern.
Sounds like we got a lot of support, and those people are willing and able and ready to work mm-hmm. with students. And as we get back to normal, or this new normal, mm-hmm. We're hoping that students seek out some of those supports. And thank you for those tips, Kim.
Absolutely.
What's our call to action this week, Gaia?
Yeah, this week, I think we'll keep it simple in light of everything going on. We encourage you to join us in prayer and action for our community. Like Tammy said, there are many ways to actively give during this time. If you are someone who needs to receive during this time, also please reach out and join us in prayer for our community and for LA as we move through this time. And now we're going to leave you with a verse of the week.
Our verse of the week is Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Let's remember that we are not forsaken as a community. Mm-hmm. Let's continue to love and be empathetic to those who are suffering this week. And we'll be back next week in the middle with you.